Being a coach and being a good coach is a different thing, but of course I had in mind that something in football interests me after my playing career. And now when everything happened so quickly, it's like a learning process for me still. And every week I get a new situation that I have to solve and learn every week something new. So when we took over as a double, it's not a very common. Yeah, in Germany.
Really interested how that relationship works, because as you say, it's not a common situation across Europe in the top leagues to have two coaches. How does that relationship work in terms of the team? Are you a good cop and a bad cop? Do you change those roles around?
No, I don't think we need to be a good cop, bad cop, but we talk a lot. I think that's communication is very important, and we have three other people in the training staff, and of course we think about football quite similar. That if we thought about football totally different ways, it wouldn't work. Of course, both of us sometimes have to make some.
You have to compromise a bit, I guess, which yeah. You wouldn't have to if you were in charge on your own. Is that a bit frustrating sometimes, though, maybe when you don't entirely get your way?
No, for me it's okay. That I'm quite easy person, and of course when you would need to compromise a lot, then maybe it would be a different situation.
So is it you delivering the team talk? Is it you who will see on the touchline shouting instructions, or do you take that in turns?
We take that in turns, but of course Sasha's German is a little bit better than mine, so he's speaking more than me, otherwise it would take a little bit longer. So,
what have you learnt about the pressures of management? You would have seen that during your playing days, especially at such a big club like Liverpool. I mean, could you have managed doing this anywhere else other than the Bayer Leverkusen? I mean, because the pressures on managers now are increasing all the time.
Yeah, I think patience is not a very familiar word now in football nowadays. And only pressure I feel and only pressure I take is what I do, what I put myself under. So I try to do my best, and when the best is not enough, then I know what's going to happen. But at least then I can go in front of the mirror and look at myself. I can't do anymore.
Do you think managers get enough time now, though?
I would say the trend is that clubs are not giving too much time. If you come to the club and you try to create something new, just takes 3, 4, 5 months. And nowadays, that 3, 4, 5 months can be that you are not there anymore. I understand that the pressure is now bigger for the clubs because there's more money involved, and everybody wants to be in the Champions League.
We're coming up to a winter break. Again, that's something that gets debated in other leagues around the world. In England, they don't have it. You didn't have that when you were playing for Liverpool. You've experienced it as a player and now as a coach. I mean, what benefits do you think a winter break brings to footballers?
Yeah, I think as a player, the winter break is very good time to mentally to get out of the game a little bit. Physically, you don't lose anything in this period, but it's so important mentally that mentally you can charge your batteries.
Do you think it would benefit the Premier League then if that was introduced in England?
I think it would benefit also the national team, because always end of the season you have two qualifying games or international games, and I think everybody would benefit.
And just the final word, it's Europa League draw time. Now, you know there is a possibility. It could well be Liverpool, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be. I don't think of it that way, that we would need to, or we would have to play against Liverpool, because Liverpool is a strong side. And of course, it would be great to go back there in this kind of game. And it would be a very big challenge for us.
That would be a special night for you, though.
I was there in August when we played a friendly game, but that was a friendly game. So when it goes for Europa League, then the result will be different.